Hey guys, welcome back to Maintaining the Me in Marriage and Motherhood. I'm Kimberly.
And I'm LaShawna.
We're going to be talking about defining the relationships this week. Last week, our topic was relationship goals. So we're going to kind of stay on that topic and we're going to talk about defining the relationship. We just want to talk to you guys about going to our Instagram. If we didn't mention it last week, please go to our Instagram and follow us. We have super good information on there, a lot of inspirational quotes. We're always shopping and we're always going to restaurants because we love to eat healthy as much as possible, but we love to eat. So go on there and we're always, giving our location so you can, we'll talk about the different restaurants or the different places we like to shop and everything. And you guys can go there and try some stuff out. But our Instagram is Modern Mommy 2 and it's spelled ModernMommie and the number 2. So check us out on Instagram. And please don't forget to give us a rating on iTunes. You can give us a rating or a review. It's really quick. It only takes like about 1 minute. So LaShawna's going to start us off today with our topic, defining the relationship.
Yes.
What you got for us, LaShawna?
So I did want to talk about defining the relationship because I think that a lot of women that I've talked to really struggle in that area when they're single and dating. So this is like more for single ladies. This segment that we're doing today is more for single ladies when they're in relationships or dating and, you know, really wanting to know when is the right time for them to go to the next level. Because, of course, there has to be a dating period. You're just not going to meet somebody and marry them right away. You know, like it takes time. It does take time. And you want to make sure that when you do get married to somebody that they're really adding to your life and not taking away. And so you're taking, it's like a little course. And so we're going to go over some questions that you should be asking yourself even before you even have the conversation with your potential mate or fiance or, you know, somebody that you're dating that you're taking serious or you feel yourself getting more serious with that person. And you want to make sure you guys are always on the same page.
So important.
It's so important. You know, you want to make sure that you're on the same vibe, you know, so you don't want to get your time wasted and turn around and he's like, well, you know, we ain't never talked about it or, you know, I didn't know that you even wanted that, you know, so just to stay on the same page and make sure that you're not wasting your time and, you know, especially with guys that, I mean, in this day and age, everything is so fast. Yeah. Everything's happening so fast.
And it's so different with the Instagram and the texting. Yes. I don't even know what it's about nowadays. As far as dating and how you communicate, I just hear from my different girlfriends.
Right, right.
You know, how different it is.
It's different. And I think that because of so much social media and because you're seeing people really not in person anymore, you're seeing their pictures, it kind of, even, I mean, people that you don't even know, you feel like you know them or you're keeping up with people because you're seeing their pictures and you're seeing, yeah, their kids grow. And, you know, you're staying kind of updated through Facebook or Snapchat or Instagram, you're seeing people's lives evolve, even though you haven't seen them in years and years and years. And a lot of times that can be mistaken for a real communication or a real relationship. Yeah. Or, you know, it's like you're seeing these people's pictures and you're liking their pictures and you're engaging with them online, but you may not know them in person or see them in person and you feel connected to them. And I think that that's a big issue in dating in this day and age.
It so is such a big issue.
So I did want to start off by reading. I saw something on Instagram that I wanted to read, and I thought this was, like, so good. And I wanted to share it with you guys. And this was actually a man had tweeted this, and he had put it on Instagram, I guess. But it says, stay single until someone actually compliments your life in a way that makes it better not to be single. If not, then it's not worth it.
Then it's not worth it.
And so I felt like that was so good because – you definitely want to marry somebody that's going to bring more value to your life rather than like turmoil, because this is really not a joke. When you're marrying somebody or when you're joining a union with someone, you're really becoming one.
Yeah.
So their problems become your problems. Your life becomes their life. The decisions that they make for their life directly affects your life. And so if they're already on a path that you may not really agree with and you marry them, you're marrying that same thing that you don't really agree with. You're really joining forces with that. And so you really want to, and I know, you know, being a female, and I understand when you're a female and you're getting older and the 30-year-old is coming up. And a lot of women have a big problem with being, you know, turning 30 because of the expectation that society has on us that we have to be in a relationship or having kids or being married by a certain time. And by that time, you already, you know, anxious and, you know, just want to settle with somebody.
Yeah.
And it's really a big decision, and you really want to think things through before you make that decision.
And we're going to say, you guys are going to hear us say that a bunch of times for these podcasts, that how serious marriage is. I know we probably said that, but it is.
It's serious.
And I don't think that people really realize how serious it really is and how important it is to make sure that you know these types of things before you agree to marry someone. It's like really important. That's why we wanted to share all this different information that we've learned with you guys, so then you don't have to
get married. We're like your guinea pigs.
Basically. So we're still going through it.
We're still learning after all these years. You're still learning people, and you're learning, you know, when you're raising children and the differences in how you were raised and how that affects, you know, how you're raising children. You know, it comes up as your children get older. So just being mindful that you really want to be with someone that has the same values that you have in even parenting.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some people don't have the same values or even religion, and then that becomes a big issue. So you really want to be on the same page and make sure you're asking the right questions. And I know from my experience with a lot of women that I know, they're really afraid to talk to the person that they're dating. They tell their friends, you know, girlfriends. And, you know, we feel really comfortable talking to our girlfriends because that's how we grew up. We grew up talking to our girlfriends. And so we vent to our girlfriends. But it's not really helpful in a relationship.
And I think a lot of women always feel like, I don't want to seem so
thirsty.
Thirsty, exactly. I don't want to seem so desperate. I don't want to seem so like I'm... But you have to know these things if you want to move forward in the relationship. We're not saying on the second day, ask someone whether they want to get married or not. Or whether they have children.
Yes, and please don't scare people away.
Please don't scare them
away. Please don't tell him on the first date, like, okay, so I want to be married. Yeah. So I don't know. That already, you already.
He's out of here.
He's out of here.
Quickly as possible. He's trying to get you to the car.
Because you don't know. I mean, that's a lot. I mean, just the first, second date, couple weeks, you already, I mean, you can already have in your mind that you're ready. But you definitely don't want to express that too soon.
No.
You really want to feel it out. Don't, you know, and really check your anxiety about it. Really check yourself and be self-aware. There we go again with the self-awareness. Really be self-aware on why you're ready to move it to the next level.
Yes.
Really be conscious of that. So we'll get into a couple of questions. I mean, we might as well get right into it. A couple of questions that I found online, and it was like 60 questions of for how to define the relationship.
Now you see how serious it is.
It was like
someone has come up with 60
things
questions
that you need to ask yourself before even jumping into this thing, a relationship. And so I'm going to share a couple of ones that I thought were really important, and then we'll kind of go over them and discuss them and get Kimberly's opinion about how she feels about it, and I'll chime in a little bit on the different ones. But we'll start with, and you can get your pencil and paper ready, because I know Kimberly, she loves to write things down.
Oh, I'm ready, and I have, you know, I've already taken notes. I'm taking more notes. I'm ready.
She loves to take notes. And so get your paper and pencil out, or you could pause it, but I'm going to go kind of quick to get through the whole segment. Okay, so these are the questions, top questions you want to ask yourself when you're ready to go to the next level to define the relationship. Okay, so number one, can you be yourself around them? Are you still waking up with your makeup in full face, like you can't wash your face? Are you sleeping with your wigs on? I mean,
not taking your lashes off.
I mean, this is serious stuff.
I mean, that is.
This is serious stuff.
So, I mean, you have to feel comfortable.
You have to feel comfortable with that. You have to be able to be yourself, or you don't feel like you have to pretend to eat a certain way.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to fit into his world. So you're acting like you like all these things that you may not really like. Can you be you around that person? Do you feel totally comfortable, or do you feel like you got to put on when you get around them?
Exactly.
So ask, that's one question. Are you proud to be seen with this person in public?
You better be proud to be seen.
I mean,
are you? No, you need to stop.
No, seriously.
You better not be hiding them.
No, seriously. Because, some, you know, people be, you don't know how women are.
Yeah.
And so you want your friends to.
Especially if you just with a dude because he got some money.
Yeah.
Or he's doing
and that's
something
a bit,
for
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Or, you know?
And it's like.
I mean, I've seen that plenty of times. You with some old dude or something.
Right. Or somebody that you would not want to be seen with
exactly.
in public.
Exactly.
And, you know, they're. Financial benefits to it, but you don't want to bring them around the family. Those are red flags on yourself.
Yeah,
on yourself. It has nothing to do with that person. Really, that's a red flag on yourself. You need to check yourself about that. Do you want to be seen in public with this person?
Yes.
So that's number two. Mm-hmm. Number three. They're funny, but they're real.
But they're real. They're real.
Number three. Are you able to be vulnerable with them without feeling judged? Are you able to share things that make you anxious in relationships? Mm-hmm. You know, some examples would probably be, I don't know. Can you think of an example of that?
Of being vulnerable. Maybe something that happened to you in your childhood that
yeah.
you haven't shared with anybody else. I know a lot of people have gone through molestation, you know, different things. They might've been raped or, you know, their mother was abusive or something like that, but mm-hmm. they were never really able to talk to anybody about it. So usually with your mate, you want to be able to let down your guard and tell them anything. You want
right.
to be able to share. I mean, you know, be as vulnerable
as possible.
I
mean, because there's a lot of traumas that people go through that they carry into their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes you may not want to. Even, I can think of an example, like a woman that may have slept around previously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you want to be able, and maybe he might know that
yes.
about you.
Yes.
You know, and so. Even though he may not want to bring you around his friends.
Because you a little loose.
Because you a little loose and they know that.
A little loosey-goosey.
And they know that. And you can share, but you're able to share with them like, well, you know, I was really young at the time. Or,
yes.
you know, or I've been molested.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I had these different experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made me that way. But I've grown from there and I've matured a lot. And so I'm not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and can you be that vulnerable with them and not feel like they're judging you like, oh no, you just a hoe.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, totally.
But you want to feel comfortable. Another thing too is, maybe if you've been cheated on a lot in the past or
yes.
you've had a lot of abusive relationships
mm-hmm.
or anything like that. And so there's some things that may make you feel uncomfortable that your future partner is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to open up to them? And say, hey, I don't like it when you do that because it reminds me of this.
Yes, exactly.
If you're able to do that and feel
and
comfortable
even
with that.
Finances. If you're bad with finances or if you, I know when I met my husband. So funny. You guys are being transparent. I'm going to share it. But I, like I said, I was caught up in that whole housing situation in the late 90s. So I got one of those crazy, what was it called, reversible loans or
mm-hmm.
what was that called?
Or fix a balloon loan or something?
Yeah, where it bloomed
up.
On you
yeah.
and it went up. So I got into one of those crazy situations and ended up losing my house because it was just too expensive. My mortgage was like $4,000, almost $5,000.
That's
insanity. Oh my goodness, you guys. Oh,
and you braiding here.
And I'm braiding here.
I mean, your fingers will be bleeding.
I mean, bleeding. And I mean, you know, I was making the money, but I mean, and I still had other bills. So I paid this for almost a year.
Oh, God.
What? Insanity. So anyways, I ended up losing the house. And when I met my husband, I mean, I met him. I already knew him. But when we started dating seriously again, I was in the process of losing my house. And I was too ashamed to tell him because we just started dating.
Right.
And I was like, this, I don't even know him yet, like really. That. Like, he doesn't need to know all that.
Right.
So, but eventually I ended up having to tell him.
Right.
And I was ready to tell him.
To tell him that. Because you
yeah.
felt comfortable.
Exactly.
You have to already be in a place with this person where you're feeling comfortable.
Yes.
To be vulnerable and say, hey, this is my past.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't want you to think that I'm just like a terrible, irresponsible person
yes.
where you can't be with me because I just have bad credit because
yes.
I've just been running up all these bills. You know, like I'm still a good catch.
Yes, I'm still a good catch. I only did this one thing.
This one thing. This
Everything
one
else
thing.
Is in place.
Everything is good, you know. So, yeah, so being able to be vulnerable without feeling judged is super
yes,
important.
So important.
And then number four is, are you ready to be in a relationship and are they? A
yes.
lot of times you might want to be in a relationship because, you know, you want to be able to go on dates, and you know, there's, you have your list or your relationship goals, or you have your checkbox or whatever, or you're getting older, and you may feel like you're ready to be in a relationship, but you really want to check your own schedule. And this is nothing that we could really give you advice on, because everybody's situation is different, everybody's schedules are different. But if you're a single woman and you work a lot, or you go out of town a lot, like your job takes you out of town a lot, you know, these different things, or if you're a single mother of one child or multiple children, you know, how could this relationship, always think about how this being in a relationship can affect your life.
Yes.
How is it going to, what is going to have to change? What are you going to give up? Because being in a relationship is about giving up stuff too. Yes. Not just gaining stuff. You're really giving up stuff. You're giving up a lot of your freedom. You're giving up, you know, you have to consider another person when you're doing stuff and going places. So if you're used to every Friday night going out with your girls, that may change when you get into a relationship, you know, and it may be fun in the beginning because you want to be booed up every weekend. But then when you got to be booed up every weekend and you can't make it to the girls night and the girls is like, what's up?
You better be booed up with the right person.
You better be booed up with the right person. So that's number four. And then number five is, are they helpful in motivating you with your goals? Do they believe in what you're about, what you're doing, like your personal goals, things that maybe if it's losing weight, or if you wanted to buy a house, or if you have dreams of being a fashion designer or an artist, or, you know, something like that. Are they encouraging you? Are they motivating you? You know, or are they trying to talk you out of it?
Yes.
That's super important. To be with somebody that really is on the same page as you, or do you, you know, want to be an entrepreneur in whatever field, are they on board with that? Do they motivate you to do that? Or are they trying to talk you out of it or change you? Because that's a big one too.
Yes.
You're joining a life with someone, and finances are super important, super huge.
So important.
And, you know, the person that you're with, they have to be on board with whatever goals you have, because it's going to come a time where the bills have to be paid. And if they want to be a freaking, I don't know, noodle maker, you know, it's like, you really got to be on board with
that.
You know, so, and if you want to do that, you want your mate to be on board with that too, because you're going to, ultimately, we were all born with a purpose. God created everybody with vision and purpose. And so whatever the core of who you are, what you want out of life, that is not going to change.
No.
And so forever is a very long time.
Be ready for it.
And so you definitely want to be with somebody that respects and loves your mind and your goals and your dreams and can see themselves a part of that, because it's really going to be theirs too.
Yes.
So that's a really big one.
That is.
Let's see. Do you make the other person want to be, well, do you make each other want to be better people? Like, are they encouraging you to, you know, get a job or to stay on your grind, or, you know, or to do better in life? Because you can get with somebody that takes your quality of life all the way down.
Oh, my goodness.
They might be lazy. If you, you know, they may be into certain extracurricular activities that you might not be into, or you may be into some stuff that they're not into. And eventually that could become a problem if it's not making you evolve into better people. You know, it's kind of like crabs in a bucket. And so you definitely want somebody that inspires you. You know, if you're trying to lose weight, you want somebody that's going to be like, hey, you know, I know you want to eat out, but let's cook a meal in. Yes. You know, you're trying to lose weight, cut them calories down. You know, somebody's encouraging you to go to the gym.
Yeah.
And not in a, like a mean way where they like, oh, you need to lose weight. But just like, you know, I'll do it with you. Let's go running.
But sometimes you need that.
You
that
need that,
push,
that encouragement. Like, okay, let's go running together. Yeah. Let's go work out together.
And that's something for you guys to do together.
Together.
You know,
so you want to be with somebody that motivates you to be a better person.
Definitely.
So before you want to jump into this relationship, you definitely want to, you know, consider some of these things. And then number seven is, do you value each other's opinion?
Very important.
Very important.
I mean, very important.
You can't, it's not going to work.
No. If you're just overlooking your husband's opinion about making an important decision.
Right. Or even you don't feel valued, or your opinion doesn't matter to them, because they'll make decisions. This is a team. This is a team. So all things that are done in the team, you have to consult with each other. you know, like in buying a house, buying a car, you know, who's going to stay home, mm-hmm. who's going to handle the finances. All of those things are going to be things that need to be discussed. And so if they don't respect your opinion, they're going to be doing stuff without you.
Yes.
Buying things
yeah.
without you, mm-hmm. you know, without your, not blessing, but, you know, without your talking to you first.
Yeah.
You could have had your idea that, okay, we're saving this money. I know this one, I knew one girl, this was a while ago. I knew one girl, her and her fiance were planning a wedding, and they were, you know, they had opened an account to save money for their wedding. And so she had saved maybe $7,000 or mm-hmm. something. It was like under $10,000 they had saved. And he went and bought a truck.
Oh, my goodness.
He took like $5,000.
Wow.
And went and bought a truck. And they were saving for their wedding.
Ooh, that was not a good thing to do.
And so, you know, and that really.
How did that turn out? Did they get married? They didn't.
I don't know if they got married now, but I know that they called the wedding off.
Ooh, yeah.
That was like a big thing because she was like, if you don't even. Like, you didn't even talk to me about that. You just went in the bank, literally took the money out and went and bought the truck and pulled up with it. That shows such lack of respect.
Yes.
For your partner's feelings, you know.
Everything.
Even, I mean, because stuff like that really could be discussed. If there's a truck that needs to be bought or a car that needs to be bought, then maybe you could take half of that money.
Exactly.
To go get the car that you want.
Yeah.
Or to go buy a vehicle. You know, that's something that could be talked about. So if they don't respect your opinion, that's a punch in the gut.
Definitely a punch in the gut.
So definitely, and that goes really for the, you know, for how you feel about their opinion or how much you respect them and how they think too.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be with somebody and be like, he's so stupid.
I don't even need to ask him.
I don't need to ask him. He's stupid.
I got this.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to do what I wanted to.
You don't want to be in that situation either.
No, you don't.
You know, you want to be mutually respected.
Yes.
And, you know, where you really respect the person and you really mm-hmm. value their opinion and what, you know, whatever you're thinking, it matters to them.
Yeah.
It matters to you. You know, like, that's how you build friendships, relationships.
Everything.
You know, that's like the basis. But when you're thinking about defining the relationship and you're like, you know, you've been dating for a couple months and, you know, you really are into this person and you just want to know, you know, what's up.
Yeah.
But it's good to do self-checks first.
Yes.
Don't get too caught up in the emotion of the time of what, you know, what's happening in that time. Because you can make a lot of mistakes and end up with somebody that you trapped.
Basically.
You trapped. You stuck.
This is it for a while.
That's it. You know,
or you're going through the whole messiness of a divorce or a, what do you call it when you get divorced fast under a year?
An annulment.
Annulment, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Nobody wants to be going through all that.
But you really just have to fact check and trust God. And, you know, as women, we don't have to look for men. We don't have to be looking for a man. That's not even our job. We just need to be the best people we need to be.
Exactly.
And the right man is going to come along.
And
he's going to find you.
Yes.
And he's going to meet your criteria or expectations.
Yes.
Or he's going to fit into your world to where he makes things better. Going back to that meme that I saw on Instagram, how, you know, you're single. If you are a single mom and you got a well-oiled machine working, and you bring somebody else in and they not helping you in that situation.
Shame on you.
Yeah. It's better to be single.
Yeah. I mean, it's better to be single.
It's better to be single.
Like,
making life better.
Yeah. Especially when you have children. That's so important because, I mean, first of all, you need to make sure you know who this person is.
Right.
Bringing someone in with your children. So that means that they're going to be their father figure. They're going to be, you know, in their life like that. You want to make sure you know this person and that your children are comfortable. And I mean, that's a whole nother series.
That's a whole nother series of just blended families and how to make that work. There's enough anxiety and there's enough tension and there's enough, you know, it's hard enough blending families as is than to bring some old crazy person in the situation.
Exactly.
Or somebody that you don't really know like that or that you haven't really fact checked to see what's going on with them and, you know, how they're bringing more to you, especially when you're older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're older, you're mature, you know, you're close to 30 or over 30 and you know, you've established some things by now. Definitely. Usually, yeah. You've already
especially
graduated.
Women.
Yeah,
women.
Yeah, we're usually on the ball.
We're on the ball.
We're single still. You know, women are taking care of themselves. They're fully functional. They're independent. They have their own places. They have their own cars. It's hard for men in this day and age with these black women. These black women have got
these
it together.
Black women are playing.
They're not playing. Got it together.
We doing a dang thing.
You know, so you want to be with somebody that's going to bring more to the situation than they're taking.
Yes, definitely. And don't be, like you said, you know, just so desperate to be with someone that you're willing to accept some things about them that you know aren't good, but you just want to, you know, start that chapter in your life as far as marriage and children. Like Lashana said, just wait, you know, you'll find the right person. Even if it feels like it's not going to happen, it will. Because I felt the same way, but I had just got to the point where I was just like, well, if God wants me to be by myself, then I'm just going to be by myself. Before I just get with someone just to have someone, just to say I have a relationship or a husband or a boyfriend. You know, I'd rather be by myself than just be with any old type of person and be dealing with some foolishness. So you really have to be patient with yourself and do this. Definitely answer these questions, fact check, do all of that.
Yeah, and research too. Do more research on it because there's so much information out there that you can look up and
yes.
see. Like, okay, how do I define the relationship? How mm-hmm. what do I do before I define this relationship? Before we even have this discussion, because really, you know, if he's really into you, he's going to show that he's ready to define a relationship himself.
Yes.
You know, definitely. Men, they're not really beating around the bush when it comes to that. Now, they will lag if you let them mm-hmm. because they see all the responsibility that they're going to be taking on. And it's mm-hmm. like, well, if she ain't going to push it, then I'm not going to push it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, if you ain't even getting a text back or you're not talking to him every day.
Yes.
You know, or when you do see each other, you at the house.
He's not taking you nowhere.
You haven't met his friends.
His family.
His family. It's not serious. It's not serious.
At all.
It's really.
Call it what you want to call it, but
yeah.
You know what it is. It's not serious.
Exactly. It's not serious. And there's no reason for you to even try to define a relationship.
No.
Talk to him about, it's nothing to talk about. Because he ain't even texting you back.
No. And it's weird that, you know, some women will deal with that. Like, oh, maybe he's just, no. When
no.
a man wants you, he wants you. He is going to make sure he talks to you every day. He's going to make sure he stays in contact with you. He wants to see you. He wants to make sure that he's not leaving any room for anybody
else to get up in there
and get you. So definitely don't try to make something out of nothing. That is for sure. We've all been there and done that.
Right. So here's another couple things that I wanted to say before. We're going to keep talking about this the subject a little bit more. But here's a couple of things that I also saw, not so much questions, but just, you know, kind of like the stages in defining the relationship. Once you have answered all those questions and you feel comfortable and you guys are, you know, moving forward and you've been dating for a while and you're still kind of in a stagnant place where, you know, you're together, quote unquote, but you guys are still not married or engaged, but you feel like, you know, that you want to be exclusive with this person
mm-hmm.
and you think that they want to be exclusive with you. And you guys have discussed it, you know, a little bit, you know, you do want to start moving into the area of, you know, making this thing, you know, what it's going to be, you mm-hmm. know, to at least get some clear answers and setting up some boundaries for yourself.
Yes.
So one of the things is to take things slow. So feel it out a little bit. And see, that's where having sex before you really get to know the person comes into play. Because if you humping too fast, there you go. That's your boyfriend. That's your boyfriend. That's your man. He better not be talking to nobody else. And
basically,
that's it. You going crazy. You know? And so you got to make this work. And then you're putting pressure on to make it
yeah.
work. Because you got to, you know. And so you really want to start taking things slow. And I know it's not easy to do. Been there, done that, but it's so worth it to
yes.
just kind of take your time. And I have friends that, you know, have been either married or they're divorced or, you know, they're single. And when they started to go the celibacy route, their whole lives changed around.
Yeah.
They really did. And these are women, you know, that may have had previous children. That's what I'm saying. You don't count yourself out.
Yeah.
I didn't count myself out. Mm-hmm. I had children already. And I told my husband before he was my husband, listen, no, we're not doing this no more.
Lock this up for a minute.
Yeah, I'm not doing this no more because I got to take care of me. Yeah. You know, it's nothing wrong with that. So you're not, just because you have children or you've been, you know, with other people, it doesn't matter. It's never too late to take control of your life and start over again and say, hey, these are some boundaries that I'm putting forward to myself. I feel myself getting connected to this situation a little bit too much. So I need to see where you're at with it.
Yes.
You know, so you taking things slow to kind of fill them out.
Yeah. And guys, if they want you once again,
if he really wants you,
he's going to wait around and he's going to, hey, okay, this is what you want. At least he's going to try.
He's going to try. He's going to know. At least you're putting it out there that you're not just a party girl or you're just not a fun girl.
He's going to respect you.
He's going to respect you.
He's going to respect you. You can't do nothing but respect someone who does something like that.
Yeah, that's
so either he's going to try and stay with you and work this out with you and, you know, maybe change some things about himself, or he's going to step and he's going to be like, oh, okay, well, This ain't what I want.
You're doing too much.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
And they gonna bounce.
Yeah, and then that lets you know, okay, bye. You haven't wasted your time. You ain't got another notch on your belt. Bye.
Right.
See ya.
And you're figuring out, during that time where you're taking things slow, you're really figuring out what you want.
Yeah.
Figuring that out. Figure out what you want. You know, if this is the person that you really want to be with, or if you're just lonely, or if you just, you know, already had sex with them and you feel like, I don't want to really... that's it. Mm-hmm. I'm tired.
Yeah.
You know, like, you really want to make sure that this is really something that you really want to get yourself into too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of feel him out. You know, like I said, if he's not even texting you back or you don't even talk to him every day and, you know, it just seems like too much of a struggle to even get his attention,
mm-hmm.
then there's not even no reason to have a conversation.
No.
There's no reason to even, you know, and when you're having this conversation, you're not coming to him telling him, are we together? What are we? Who are we? No, you're just having a conversation about who you are as a person
mm-hmm.
and where you see this going. You know, I feel like we're liking each other. We're, you know, we're going in a good space. We in a, you know, I just want you to know that I'm not just here for fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, if this is something that you think is gonna work out in the long term, then cool. But if you don't, then, you know, there's no hard feelings.
Yeah.
You know, we just, but this is, I don't want to get too deep in something.
It.
Yeah, I don't want to get too deep in something and you not really ready for a relationship.
Yeah, and all somebody can do is respect
That's it. You're not being thirsty.
No.
You're taking care of yourself.
You're taking care of
yourself.
So
you don't have to feel bad about that. You know, and then, so you're speaking up for yourself. So that's another thing, you know, you speak up for yourself, you defend yourself. Hey, I'm not going to keep letting you do this. Like, we ain't going to just keep hanging and you comfortable. No, we going to put something on to this.
Yeah.
Are we moving in the direction of this or are we not?
Exactly.
And then, and be clear about it. You know, you don't beat around the bush. So, you know, we've been hanging out for a little while. So what's up? You know, I don't know. I've been kind of, are you ready? Nah, just be straight up. Listen, I like you. You know, seems like you like me. We've been spending a lot mm-hmm. of time together. But I'm not here to waste my time.
No.
Too grown for that. I'm not here to waste my time.
Too
you know?
Grown, too
so
old.
Let them know. Now, you don't want to get too aggressive and
scare them off.
Threatening them. Like, we together today or bye?
No. Are we in a relationship or not?
Or not. No, it's more, just, I mean, you just really filling them out to see where he, because if a man that's really ready to be with you, he's going to catch the signal.
Yes.
And he's going to make a decision. It's not going to take 6 months.
No.
So make sure you get that answer. Don't let things just go without getting that answer.
Mm-hmm.
Let you, he needs to DTR at that point. He needs to define the relationship. Don't let it go weeks and months without and still staying in limbo. Because guess what? Let you trip on something.
Yeah.
Let something happen. Let you catch him up on something. He is not going to have no problem with telling you, we are not together.
We are not in a relationship.
We're not in a relationship. I can do whatever I want to do. We have not defined the relationship.
You sitting somewhere crying.
And pissed.
Looking silly and mad.
And pissed. So definitely, you know, get that answer. And then, two, don't settle. If you know that that's, if he says, you know what, I'm still trying to find myself out. I'm trying to, you know, all the excuses in the world. Mm-hmm. You know, he said, well, I don't know. I'm just, you know, really, I'm not really ready for a relationship. Take it. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
And leave it alone.
Don't
keep calling him.
Don't keep letting him come over.
No. Because he's going to try to. And if you let him, that's what he's going to do.
And you're already setting yourself up for failure.
Yes.
Because now he knows that he doesn't really have to define the relationship. And he keep coming over. He keep wasting your time. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to say nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, so once you have that conversation, or once you guys come to that point of, okay, what is this? How far are we going? Make sure you're setting those boundaries to make him stick to that. And this is not easy stuff.
No.
This takes time sometimes.
Yeah.
But don't let it drag on for months and years and years.
No.
You have to show him that, listen, this is what it is to be my friend. And this is what it's like to be my boyfriend.
Yes.
If you want to be my man friend and we serious and exclusive, then you get these kind of privileges. Mm-hmm. But if you just my friend, I don't have to answer my phone when you call. You don't need to know where I'm at. Mm-hmm. I'm not always available. No, you can't come over here and sit and watch TV.
Or pop up at my house.
No. Because we're not together.
We're not together, remember?
So,
exactly. We're not in a relationship.
We're not in a relationship.
So please don't do that.
And you know what else that means? I can see other people.
Woo. Now, if they really want you, that'll scare them.
I can see other people.
Yeah, definitely.
So you're not ready? That's cool.
That's fine.
Because guess what? I'm going to be dating. And this is scary stuff. So we being funny and we laugh and stuff, but this is serious
stuff.
Yes, it is. This is, and it definitely works. And it doesn't, and I'm not saying that it works where, okay, if I had this conversation, we going to be together. Mm-hmm. No, sometimes it's like, all right, well, nah, I'm cool. Like, nah, you doing, nah, I ain't really. Then you got him out your life. You haven't wasted no more time. So it's necessary. You don't want to keep talking to your mom and your grandma and your cousins and your sisters and your friends. You don't want to keep talking. Girl, I don't know what this means. He called yesterday. He said he wanted to see me. Now I ain't talked to him in a couple of days.
So
no.
Buddy.
No.
When you really
don't listen to them. Don't listen to them. They say, girl, that probably means. No, it don't. Because men don't even think like that. They're not gonna be playing the game.
No, they're not. They gonna let you know. Their actions are gonna let you know.
And they not gonna commit to nothing that they don't want to commit to. You gonna be in circles. Well, let me get back to you. Or we don't have to. We don't have to call it anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's nothing. Don't go for that shit.
Please don't.
Don't go for that. It's going to be a while before you really wake up, and you're going to be deeper and deeper.
Year after year. It's going to be 10 years.
And baby after baby sometimes.
Yes.
You know.
We've been there, and we've done it.
Yeah, we know. You don't want to waste all that time.
No, you
and
don't.
And then, you know, and it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to waste all that time, and then this person leave, and you've been broke up for 3 months, and they ended up marrying somebody else. Like,
yeah. And I mean, you know, I was
that
really,
happens.
That does. I mean, with me and my husband, I was just thinking, I mean, because really, I was the whole time thinking like, okay, you're going to be my husband. You chased me down. You wanted me. Y'all know you ain't do all this for nothing. Now, you won't leave me alone. You have a house every day. You do all this different stuff for me. We together. We have not been together. I think this is probably like year two. So I'm just like, okay, so, you know. I think I just asked him one day, like, okay, so when do you think, you know, are you thinking about it? Would you like to get married? And he said something kind of like, oh, well, basically, like, almost like I'm cool, or I ain't really.
Like, I'm liking things the way they are.
So I was just, I mean, I was shocked. Like, what are you doing all this for? So I instantly was pissed. Like, just what we're talking about right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I was mad. Like, well, what are we doing?
Because you really are assuming that they're on the same page as you, but you have not asked no questions. Because
no
you know
questions.
Who you're talking to your sisters and your cousins.
Yes.
And you're like, girl,
is he doing all
every
this?
Day.
He doing. He must want to
marry.
Oh, girl, all you gotta do is wait. He coming with that ring? No, actually, he wasn't.
Actually, he wasn't until
no,
you brought
wasn't.
It up.
Yeah, and then I'm just like, so what do you think? So, and then he's all, "What you trying to give me an ultimatum? you can't do that. You know, get to stuttering." And I'm like, I'm not trying to do that, but I'm not about to do this either. But I hadn't gotten to that point where I was really serious about mm-hmm. not, you know, because I was so shocked.
Shocked. And this is, I mean, it sounds easy to do. I mean, the way that I'm laying it out is like a class. Like, do these. This is not easy stuff.
No.
But I'm really helping you because these are things that I've also been through too.
Yes.
As
definitely.
Women, this is what we go through because you let these men come and take you around the mulberry bush.
Yes.
You know, and these are situation that you don't really want to end because there's good parts to it. It's not like, you know, even what, like what Kimberly said, they have been dating. He's doing all this stuff for her. Even with me and my husband, I mean, we had a full-fledged family, well-oiled machine. I mean, even when I was looking at those questions for defining the relationship, even though I didn't even know about those questions then, and I didn't ask myself those questions when we were dating and when, you know, we were before we got married and had a baby and all, even though, but I really did consider those things. Mm-hmm. I did. I was like, wow, you know, when he came in, we had a system. Mm-hmm. When he was working at night, I worked during the day, and we never had to have our kids in daycare.
Yeah.
You know, so we always, and when he wasn't working and I was working and I wanted to work as I was a manager of a group home, so my hours were crazy, and it was really hard for me to find babysitting for my oldest son. And so he really helped me with that.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like, so I never really cared about, and we'll talk about that more with the, when we get into finances and marriage, but you know, we were able to work that out, and I didn't care about what people had to say about it because we had a family, we had a child together.
Yes.
And he would watch our son during the daytime while I went to work, and I worked really long hours, and I was working in the salon, and he never gave me an issue about that.
Yeah.
You know, and so he had like a part-time job, but he really committed to not just my son, but I mean his son, our son together, but to my other son too. Yes. We picked him up from school. We had a system, and the system was like, it was cracking. I didn't have to wake up early in the morning, getting kids together, bundling them up, taking them to daycare. I didn't have to do none of that. And so that's why we lived together for the 2 years before we even got married. Because before I even started thinking about marriage and like, of course, you know, we had kids together. So, and he would talk about it, just like they talk about everything else.
Yeah,
keep with y'all you, in keep the mood to keep you going.
Yeah.
Oh, you going to be my wife. Oh,
wifey. Come here, wifey.
Yeah, call me wifey. That's silly shit. You call wifey.
Telling people, oh, yeah, that's my fiance.
That's my fiance.
Where my ring?
But I don't have no ring. You know, like that's, oh, you know, that's wifey. All that silly shit to keep you, you know, manipulated and, and hallucinated.
Exactly.
No, you ain't married though. But you're really not married.
But you really
you got
not.
Kids, you're living together, but you're really not married.
Exactly.
You ain't locked down.
No.
You know? And
not
so
yet.
It's not all going to be bad. All these situations are not going to be bad. They're going to feel good.
Yeah.
But you have to take a self-assessment and say, are these things going to benefit me in the long run?
Yes. Yeah.
You cute, you fine, you 30, you 40, whatever, you still looking good, you still in shape.
Yes.
You know, you still pulling them in. Mm-hmm. But then what about you not pulling them in no more?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be realistic about life, and you've wasted 10, 20 years on somebody that you just never defined, you never had that conversation with them.
Ooh. Yeah, there's people that do that.
Yeah, and I wasn't going to be one of them.
Nah, that's what I wasn't going to do. That's what I wasn't going to do.
I said, you know what? We got to get this thing together.
Together, so I can know.
So this is not coming from a place of judgment.
No.
This is coming from a place of experience.
Yes.
And we really, really want to help people and help women, because I definitely talk to women. I do microblading. I work in a salon. I do lashes. So I'm talking to women, and Kimberly is an owner of a salon. And she's talking to women every day, and we're seeing women. And I'm telling you, the reason why this podcast was so important to us is because we talk to so many women that really are struggling in relationships.
Yes.
And these are not 20, 30-year-olds. These are 50, 60-year-old women that have never been married, that have children with men that never married them, that they just recently broke up, and they're out here. Yep. You know, they're still feeling good, looking good. Mm-hmm. They're still dating.
Trying to figure it out.
Figure it out. And now they got the Tinder, and they got this other stuff, and they got these ladies on there. And they like, oh, where are these people coming? What? I've been in a relationship for so long. I even knew a lady. She had been married for 25 years and ended up getting a divorce from her husband. They had grown children, and she got a divorce. She looks fabulous. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's body banging.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks good. And she was ready to get back in the dating scene. And she was like, "Woo! I didn't know it was going to be so exhausting.
Ooh,
things have changed.
Imagine. Ugh.
Things have changed, you know? So, really, you want to think about those things when you're in these you know, situationships. I hate that. I hate when people say that's so annoying to me.
What,
situationships?
Who came up with that?
If you hear a man say something about situationships, slap him.
I mean, immediately. The damn situation.
Slap
shit. What is that?
What is that? That means he's
some made up
foolishness. That means that he don't want you. And he gonna waste your time. He even saying words like
"he gonna be knocking at your door at 12 o'clock at night,
right?
Or beeping your phone, buzzing you on that phone to see if you want to get it cracking or not."
Exactly. And this is not easy stuff, ladies. And I know that it's really hard sometimes to hear.
Yes.
Because it was hard for me to hear it. You know, it was hard for me to hear, especially when because I did have children.
Yes.
You know, it's hard for you to hear. And your mind, you be thinking like, ooh, I'm about to have this conversation.
Yeah.
You know, but you really want to make sure you're on the same page. Because for me, I felt like I was always defining the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Virgo. I'm crazy. I always have to know.
I need to know. What's
you
going on?
You ain't about to waste my time. You know, but even in that, I really wasn't asking clear questions. You know, it was kind of like, you know, yeah. It wasn't until I was like, you know what? We're not doing this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I love this, as much as, you know, we're really like I said, like a well-oiled machine, like as much as this family is really working, we live together so easily. This is so comfortable. You my boo, you my best friend. We homies, we laugh and we chilling. I had to be very honest with myself and say, you know what? Even though this feels really good on this side, ultimately, I don't want to be a single parent. Mm-hmm. I don't want my children to see me in this type of relationship. I don't want my daughters to see me living with a man that I'm not married to, because I don't want her to feel like it's okay or that's the standard or allow a man. Because he knew what he was supposed to be doing.
Exactly.
Don't think they don't know. They know what they're supposed to be doing, but as long as you're not saying nothing,
then
they're not saying nothing.
The party will continue.
And that's even what Kim was talking about last week, how, and it's not even so much that men all the time, they're just thinking, oh, I just want to be able to get with all these ladies. No, the reason why they don't want to settle down and get married is because they know the responsibility of being a man in the marriage. It's on them.
Yep.
It's on them. And that's a lot to take in. So it's not even a situation where you should feel like, oh, he wants to waste my time because he just don't want to give me. He just want to be with other women. It's not necessarily that. It's that it's such a huge commitment. Men know more about relationships and more about that commitment than women do.
Definitely.
So we're able to take on that responsibility. We're able to see that and want that and be fine with that and be like, oh, if it don't work out, that's fine. Oh, if it don't, then that's fine. But for men, it's a big deal.
It is, because everybody's looking at them. Society's looking at them. You got to hold up the family. This is a big responsibility on your shoulders. So you're not only letting yourself down, but everybody else around you, that person's mother, father, that your partner's family, you know, is looking at you to
friends.
Be responsible, the friends, you know, you the man. So you have to make sure you're doing the right thing.
You're taking this whole situation on your back,
yes.
You know, and so a lot of men are just not ready to do that. And so they will prolong it.
Definitely.
If you let them. You know, or even in before it even gets to that level where you talking about marriage. Just in the dating part, you know, it's really, we have to be serious about that, you know. And I had a friend years ago, she was in her early 20s, and I think at this time I was either just getting married or I think I had been married for a couple of years, and she was talking to me about her relationships, and, you know, she was saying, yeah, but, you know, I'm still young, so, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, just kind of hanging out. And I said, yeah, you are young. But at the same time, you're not that young, because you're making adult decisions. You know, you're getting your own place.
Yes.
You know, you're graduated from college. So you, even at, you know, unless you like in middle school, high school, you need to already be thinking about, and it's not just about men. It's even your friendships.
Yes.
You know, it's the same thing. It's about just relationships in general.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you don't just want to be hanging with any and all everybody when you're 25.
No.
It's the same thing with relationships.
It really
you
is.
Might be being casual about it, but you don't want to just be casually giving your body to everybody.
No.
Because that's serious.
Very serious.
You know, so we're just here to evoke a little thought and answer some questions. We had got some questions last week about relationship goals that I felt like were more fitting for this subject rather than last week's subject, and really we ran out of time because me and Kim took up the whole time.
Yes.
Talking about
our
life.
So we're going to get to the nitty gritty of the questions now.
Yeah, so we're going to answer a couple questions. And the first question is not having sex before marriage really possible in this day and age? And in my opinion, I feel like it is. Anything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
I think anything is possible, and it is possible, but it is a lot harder to stay celibate in this day and age because of the way dating is going, you know, with these, you know, dating apps and different things. And you know what? I hate to box people in and mm-hmm. when, you know, because really these are the age that we're in. So I don't think there's anything wrong with dating like eHarmony and mm-hmm. different things like that. Because if you think about it, a lot of people are not out in clubs. They're not out. They're introverts. They're inside. They're not meeting people. And the older you get, the less you go out. So your chances of meeting people
are slim.
So I understand that this is the day and age that we're going in of, you know, social media and different things. This is how people are really meeting. And I honestly don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No.
There's nothing wrong with that. If that's how you meet people. Because really, if you meet somebody at the grocery store, you don't know them either.
You don't. And it's just your preference.
It's just your preference.
If that's how, because I mean, when I was single, I wasn't doing it.
Yeah. They didn't even have it.
But I mean, they had it when I was single. They didn't have it when you were single.
No, they had
But they had it when I was single. And I had a few friends. Oh, I met my husband on there. Won't you, girl? No. I'm cool. I'm straight.
Kim's
I'm not getting on no
She's
computer.
Scared.
What?
She's
Meeting some weirdo. No, thank you. You're not going to be tricking me. No. No, thank you.
She watches Lifetime.
Exactly.
She ain't playing that.
Not getting stabbed. Yeah. No, thank you. But no, I just wasn't interested in sitting. It just seemed too, it wasn't personable enough for me to sit on the computer. And I just thought a guy, to me, and this is probably not true, but I just felt like I don't want no man sitting on a computer. That's not the guy I want. Trying to get a date. I want you to have confidence. I want you to be able to approach me. I don't have time for some man that's an introvert. I don't have time for that. I mean, you can because my husband is somewhat of an introvert, but you got to be confident enough in yourself. So, but it's for other people.
I mean,
it works really good for people. I mean, people have met their mates.
Yeah,
and they're happy.
I know a couple people that have been on those dating websites, and they have literally found because they're, you know what they're doing, Kimberly? They're defining their relationship.
They are before they
because
even,
they're doing all filling out all these questions. They're already talking about
That's
what
true.
They like.
That's so
you know,
true.
And so it really does a lot of those steps for you. So it does have its perks, but don't you know?
And I think it's better. Now too, because when I back then, you know, that was almost 10 years ago, so it was kind of still new. You know,
see, now they've
and a lot of people were using it just to do the booty call thing,
right?
You know,
right. And people still doing that, so
they
don't
still,
get caught.
They are, but they have better sites now,
right? Now they're more professional, you know, people that are on
you have to pay, yes,
you know, there's like better background screenings and different things like that to make it a lot more safe. And this is the direction that we're going in. You know, so the young people of today, this is how they're going to meet their people.
Yeah.
This is where we're going. This is where it's going. So, you know, I don't want to sound judgmental about it. Or
Yeah, no, I don't.
You know. Kim is
Virgo,
so
sorry.
Judgmental about it.
So sorry.
She's a little judgmental about it.
I am.
But, but I feel like because I do, because of what I do and because of, you know, life coaching, different things, like I am way more open-minded about those kind of things because I do understand that we're in a day and age where people are meeting people online because that's just the way the world is going. And
that
so
is.
It's nothing wrong with that. But back to the question, is having sex before marriage possible? I do think that it's possible to not have sex before marriage. It really is.
Oh, definitely.
You just don't do it.
You just don't do it.
You just don't do it.
And stick with it.
And you stick with it.
And don't listen to your friends.
And really, by the time you get through this defining the relationship, you don't want to hump nobody. Because guess what? If I would have knew about the question back then.
Please.
You know, so it's like, think about, you know, your history, your past. You could have waited.
Mm-hmm.
You could have waited.
Definitely. I mean, definitely.
You could have waited.
Could have waited.
So don't let sex be so high on the priority list.
Yeah.
Because you might not even be attracted to this person once you find out their values.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and find out how much they get on your nerve or find out how they don't respect your opinion or how narcissistic they are.
Yes.
Or, you know, like these people that you meet after they take that face off and after the couple dates, it's not going to take you long to figure out that that ain't what you want.
Not at all. Not at all.
You know, so and once
you
pull them
clothes off, you get real comfortable.
Right.
She just seen each other naked now. So they're going to show you who they really are.
Exactly. And you're going to put up with it.
It's too late. Yeah.
You're going to put up with it.
More so I definitely think the same as LaShawna, that you definitely can wait until marriage. I think you should, if you know possible, try to. That's what I'm going to teach my daughter, is to, you know, you hold yourself until marriage. Now, she's going to do what she's going to do, but I'm going to be teaching her.
And not even just daughters, sons too, because
men get very distracted
by sex and having sex at an early
age.
It messes them up.
You know, it really does mess them up.
And there's been studies showing that men that have sex too early have a hard time getting stable.
Yeah. I mean, that's so true.
And so.
So daughters and sons.
You know, just teaching them that sex is just not the priority, that it really needs to be. You know,
saved. It's something special. It's intimate.
It really is.
I mean, you know, it's really.
And I mean, it sounds crazy coming from us, because we definitely were having sex before we were married. But this is about just getting the information to you guys of the things that in our past.
And we came to that point in our relationships where we didn't. I mean, I didn't. When I told my husband, we did not have sex until we got married. And that was at least a whole month.
Yeah.
I mean, I know.
I promise you, and my husband will say it shorter. He'll say it shorter. Listen, if we ever interview him, we probably going to bring our husband.
I felt like that
Monday.
Was something right Let there. Me we you. Have to.
To this day, my husband will say it was 2 weeks.
It was 2 weeks.
He'll
it was
say,
a month.
It was a month mm-hmm. to 5 weeks.
Yep, it was.
Because we went down to get the license.
Exactly.
And then we had to go back to get married.
Yep.
And so it was at least 5 weeks.
Yes. And my husband couldn't believe.
It could have been 6 weeks.
It could have been. Yep. I know it was at least.
He's going to say 2 weeks. I'm letting y'all know this right now. He's going to say, I wouldn't wait that long.
I wasn't waiting that long. I already been there.
Nah.
I already been there, done that.
Nah. It was a minute.
Yes.
It was long. I mean, to live together already.
Yeah.
You know, he knew I was serious. He was like, oh, she ain't playing. She ain't
and that's
playing.
My husband thought after we went and got the license that it was, I said, no, I told you, I'm not playing. Until we are married. It's not going down.
It's not going down in the town.
He was like, damn.
So it's never too late.
It's not to
hold your guard and say, this is what I'm doing, celibacy. It's not too late because no one's perfect. We're not perfect people. Everybody makes mistakes. We're learning.
Yes.
You know, we didn't all grow up knowing about marriage and holding sex. And we didn't even grow up like that.
No, not at all.
You know, and so but I wasn't even raised to get married. It wasn't a big priority. Like I was telling you guys last week, I didn't even have relationship goals because I was so focused on having a career and setting that standard of, you know, being able to take care of myself, getting my degree, getting a good job, making good money. That's all I was thinking about. So this all I had to learn over time and just, I mean, really playing it by ear.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not some young ducks trying to give information out
at all.
You know, we've been in these relationships for a long time and that's why we really picked each other to work with in this, because it's two totally different perspectives.
Yes.
I was a young mom. I was a teenage mom. I had children before I got married. I went through the whole dating thing. I had been through a bunch of changes before I got married. And Kimberly, she had her children in her marriage. She was married and then she had her children. And she was a little bit older. So, you know, she had been through the dating scene, being single until she got into her 30s. You know, so it's two totally different perspectives. So, but we both came to the same conclusion that we both at different points were like, enough is enough. We're taking control.
Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, and things, they worked out.
They worked out.
You know, and so it's a day by day thing. And don't think just because you get the no that, oh, it's the end of the world. Oh, I'm never going to find nobody. No, guess what? He got something better for you.
Yes.
He got something better. It's going to be somebody that you want. It's going to be somebody that you love. That's going to love you. It's going to be the best of the best.
Definitely.
So don't feel like, you know, you're running out of time and you just picking for scraps.
Exactly.
You know, so just wanted to share that. So I think we have
two more quick questions.
How to handle, this is like a more of a personal question, I feel like, for people. It's how you do your relationship. There's really no right or wrong. This is all about, you know, you. This gives you a little bit something to think about. But it's how to handle having an opposite sex best friend that you had before you got married and how you would keep that friendship going after the fact. And this is a two-part question. It is okay to be friends with former lovers. So
hell no.
Yeah, no. Nah. That second one, no. Nah. No, we ain't doing that. You don't have to be enemies.
Yeah, no.
But there's no reason for there to be an ongoing
friendship.
Nah, you ain't got to be doing all that.
No.
And then how to handle the opposite sex.
Unless you have children.
Yeah, unless you have children
then
with that person.
You have to have some type of
friendship. Yeah, that's different.
Yes,
that's different.
But a
lover?
Not
just hanging on, people hanging on.
No.
But how to handle.
We didn't even have to elaborate on that.
Yeah, no. People, because everybody's pretty much on the same page with that.
Yeah.
But how to handle having opposite sex best friends before they're married, you know, that they had before they got married.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's fine as long as that person respects the boundaries of the relationship. Now, if you a friend and you getting calls at 2 o'clock in the morning
mm-hmm.
from your homegirl,
mm-hmm.
she doesn't respect your marriage.
No.
So she's not even really your friend.
Definitely.
You know, and even with guys, because I had a guy best friend before I got married that I've known since high school.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to talk all the time when I was single. But when I got married, it's not that we didn't talk anymore. We still would talk. You know, he would call me, you know, when he had
was he a straight
different
guy?
Changes. Yeah, he's straight.
Okay.
He's straight.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, when he had different things going on, like, when he would get, like, a certificate or, you know, something
yeah.
big happened.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know, I got that so-and-so. Or, you
yeah.
know, how y'all doing? How's the family? How's your husband? You know, he knew my husband, and they had a good friendship, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, so he was my friend, but we both knew him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but he wasn't calling me at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. He wasn't, and the longer we got, we're married, the less we even talk.
Yes.
Because he's in other relationships. And
mm-hmm.
I think, I haven't even talked to him in a while now.
Yeah.
But I think he's still probably with the same girl. I think he ended up having a baby. And so I haven't really caught up, you know, kept
mm-hmm.
up with him
mm-hmm.
as much. But he totally respected my marriage.
Yes,
and
definitely.
I totally respected his relationship. So you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
If you call him at 2, 3 o'clock in the
definitely.
Morning, you're disrespecting that person's mate at that
totally
point.
Totally disrespecting.
Unless it's like an emergency, like your mom died or
yeah.
something, like a tragedy. No.
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 There's no need to be
there's
calling.
No, yeah. There's no need for that.
Yeah, no. No, I my husband has a best friend that's a female. They've been friends since junior high. And, I mean, I love her. She's sweet. She's nice. I mean, like LaShawn said, she totally respects. She doesn't even have, I mean, her mind isn't even there. She has her own family, her own children. So, yeah, I definitely think you can, like you said, as long as you're not crossing the boundaries and the other person is respectful.
And that your mate feels comfortable with that
yeah.
person, like there's a friendship.
Exactly.
Because I even have an uncle that has a best friend. They've been friends for 30-something years.
Mm-hmm.
And she came to their wedding. She comes to all the baby showers.
Yeah.
She comes to everything. She has her own relationship.
Yes.
And her and, shoot, she done took over the best friend with the wife.
Yeah.
And now
they
best friends. Like,
it,
you know,
yes.
and so, and there was never any funny business. They liked each other. Everybody
mm-hmm.
got along. So as long as it's a mature, healthy
yes.
friendship where you guys can both, now you shouldn't be having no secret side friends.
Mm-mm.
That's not
that ain't no friend.
That's not a friend, and
mm-hmm.
that's not gonna work, and that's gonna get messy.
Yes.
And if ever your mate feels some type of way about the friendship, then it needs to stop.
It needs to stop immediately.
Immediately.
Definitely.
That's not a friendship. But there's nothing
mm-hmm.
wrong with having friends that are the opposite sex.
Yes.
If you're married, as long as it's a healthy.
Mm-hmm.
comfortable situation for everybody where
definitely.
Nobody feels like what's going on, that's disrespect, you know.
Yes.
Everybody just needs to be respected and feel
mm-hmm.
you know they're all on the same page.
Definitely. No fishy business going
no
on.
No fishy business going on.
Do you have another question?
No, that's all with
those,
the questions. I was
okay.
trying to look to see if I had anything on my notes. Kim got me doing these notes. I like to
just free.
I like to
just
freestyle. And
it.
So we're freestyling, but
yeah.
I did want to make these points to make sure that I got to, you know,
yeah.
all of these points. So I think we pretty much covered everything. Holding people accountable. That's
definitely.
Pretty much the definition
mm-hmm.
of defining the relationship is
yes.
really just holding people accountable and making a clear difference between being together and not together.
Definitely.
Because you don't want those boundaries. Because even before me and my husband got together, before we even lived together, he didn't like that not together feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? I'm not available. You can't call me.
They don't like that.
And we
that.
Had a child together, but we wasn't living together at the time. And guess what? I changed my cell phone number.
What?
I had a house phone. We can talk on that house phone. You don't need to be able to.
He was shocked.
Reach me when I'm out. There's no reason for that because we're not together. Mm-hmm. And that's for my friends that I want to talk to all the time. Hmm. They need to have a tab on me.
Exactly.
If your son is with me at the house, you call. We make arrangements for that anyway. So we never had an issue. He had an issue.
Yes.
Because I wasn't available. But you have to make clear boundaries. That's why ended up living together.
You do.
Because he needed to get up in the house. He needed to see what was going on.
What was happening over
so
here.
So even that moved him towards some type of commitment. Because he was like, oh, I don't like, because my friends,
I don't like this.
I don't talk to my friends every day. They don't need to know what I'm doing. You know, mm-hmm. So it's just about, you know, creating those boundaries and showing real differences on how you treat your friends mm-hmm. and how you treat your male friends.
Definitely. Definitely. Do we have anything for our Virgo segment?
I mean.
Funny business?
I mean, Virgos need answers.
We need answers. So we want to know. And I probably got on my husband's nerves with that because I'm not.
I'm going to make no mistake.
What? Like, what's going on? Like, yeah. And I'm getting, that was my main thing. I'm getting older. Like, we ain't teenagers. We ain't in our 20s.
And my thing was, I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm still young in these streets.
I still could be getting it.
I'm still young.
We want to know. So, Virgos, we don't play around with that.
No. We over. Kill on that.
Oh, definitely. We overkill on that for sure. We want to know what the deal is and what is going on. So is that it for us today, LaShawna?
That's it for today.
Okay. Well, that's good. We did a full hour there.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure you guys stay in contact with us. Once again, check out our Instagram page, Modern Mommy 2. And then please, please, please give us a review on iTunes so more people can reach us and hear about this podcast. And if you like it, get on there and give us a review. And please tell us what you like about it.
And we really appreciate the positive feedback that we've been getting so far. Because we're actually really excited about this.
So excited.
So excited. And, you know, it's a little scary, too, when you're opening yourself up, you know, for people. And, you know, I'm not really a private person. Mm-hmm. But I'm like a solution-focused person.
Yes.
So I don't just talk about issues all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm always thinking about solving issues and just getting right to it. And I do practice what I preach. If I got a problem with my man, I'm not talking to my friends about it. I talk to him about it.
Definitely.
You know, but I do think that it's necessary to share some of the ins and outs of marriage and relationships, past mistakes that we've made, mm-hmm. And our growing journey, because we're still going to make plenty of mistakes. And we want to hear from you guys, too. We want to get advice on how to deal with some situations. Mm-hmm. So we'll be talking about like finances and relationships coming
blended
up.
Blended families. We're going to be interviewing some awesome women married a long time, maybe just newly married.
Right.
We have a doctor that's going to be coming in and she's going to be talking about some wellness while you're married that you can be incorporating in your everyday life with you and your husband.
Yeah, and just beauty children. Tips of, you know, maintaining yourself.
Definitely.
Maintaining where we shop.
Me.
Yeah, and where to shop, you know, for on a discount. I remember we talked a little bit about it on the first episode, how I was a stay-at-home mom for 5 years.
Yes.
And I love stuff. Mm-hmm. But we'll be talking more about, you know, how I was able to still budget those things in because it's necessary to budget in that stuff.
You gotta feel good about yourself.
You have to feel good about yourself. You still need new clothes and you still need, you know, cute little accessories and stuff like that. So we'll talk more about
modern
that.
Modern moms.
Modern moms.
We keep it modern.
Modern stay-at-home moms. Okay?
Okay, guys. It was fun talking to you again. We look forward to next week. So catch us next week on Monday, 5 a.m. We'll be posting our podcast.
Have a good week,
Have
guys.
A good week.